In this bulletin, at least 20 people reportedly dead after a car bomb explosion in Afghanistan. British Prime Minister Theresa May starts making changes to her Brexit deal. And the Socceroos through to the Asian Cup quarterfinals after a penalty shootout win against Uzbekistan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. A car bomb detonated at a military compound in central Afghanistan has reportedly killed at least 20 security personnel and injured many more. The Taliban has claimed the attack. The Taliban's power and reach has surged since foreign combat troops left Afghanistan in 2014. That year, the United States-led combat operations against the Taliban officially ended. Some US troops remain in the country to provide training and assistance to Afghan forces, who do most of the fighting. And at least 11 people are reported dead in Syria after Israel launched jet strikes on a series of Iranian military targets. Witnesses in the Syrian capital Damascus say loud explosions rang out in the night. Israel's military is warning Syrian forces against attacking Israeli territory or forces in response. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the jet strikes came in response to a rocket that Iranian forces fired towards Israel on Sunday.
We act against Iran and also against the Syrian forces that aid the Iranian aggression. Whoever tries to harm us, we will harm them. Whoever threatens to destroy us will bear the full responsibility.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has scrapped the $117 fee millions of European citizens were going to have to pay to continue living in Britain after Brexit. The announcement came as Mrs. May made a statement to Parliament on how she plans to deliver a more amicable Brexit deal. The British Parliament emphatically voted against Mrs. May's initial Brexit deal last week, 432 votes against and only 202 for. Mrs. May says she made the decision to scrap fees after listening to the concerns of EU citizens and several MPs. The move has been welcomed by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. Fire crews in Tasmania are facing the likelihood they will be battling bushfires late into the week. Two watch and act warnings were issued last night for blazes burning in the Central Plateau and the southwest region. Up to 40 people have been evacuated from the small town of Myina. Firefighters from New Zealand are expected to join interstate crews today to battle blazes across the state. Australian Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John will introduce a bill to Parliament next month to make television content more accessible for people living with vision impairment. The bill would require free-to-air channels to provide a minimum number of hours of audio description per week to ensure vision-impaired Australians have greater access to television services. Senator Steele-John is urging all sides of politics to support the legislation.
Australia is the only English-speaking country in the OECD that doesn't have audio description on free-to-air telly. New Zealand's had it since 2010. The Americans have had it since 2011. And it means that 400,000 blind and visually impaired Australians can't share a good TV programme with a mate over a dinner.
To football, and Socceroo goalkeeper Matt Ryan has saved two penalties during a 4-2 shootout win against Uzbekistan to send Australia to the Asian Cup quarterfinals. The match went to penalties after the game finished nil-all after extra time. After Ryan's second save of the penalty shootout, returning forward Matthew Lecky stepped up and scored to send Australia through to a game against the host of the Asian Cup, the United Arab Emirates. Ryan spoke to Fox Sports after the match.
I hadn't saved a penalty for the national team, which was something that was bugging me. But, you know, to get two in that moment just there, I'm really happy. And, yeah, obviously, for a goalkeeper, that's the pinnacle.
And a quick look at the tennis. Serena Williams has made it through to the quarterfinals of the Australian Open, defeating world number one Simona Halep. Despite the Romanian's best efforts in winning the second set, Williams prevailed 6-1, 4-6, 6-4. In the men's match, Novak Djokovic defeated Russia's Daniil Medvedev 6-4, 6-7, 6-2, 6-3. The 31-year-old Serbian will next face Japan's Kei Nishikori in the quarterfinals. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, a late shower or two, 26 degrees. Adelaide, sunny for you, 37. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 31 degrees. Hobart, hot and sunny, 30 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 37. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Sydney, cloud clearing, 30. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two for you, 31. And in Darwin, rain with a storm likely, 31 degrees. I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. This is SBS News.